Hot take. You can disagree with someone and not hate them. I know, really groundbreaking stuff. But lately, that line seems blurry because hate is rising across communities in all kinds of ways, and Jewish communities are getting a lot of it right now. You don't have to agree with people. You just have to not be awful. The blue square is a simple way to say, I'm with you, and I don't tolerate hate of any kind. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, get a pin, share it, and stand up.
As Indiana goes, so goes the nation when it comes to Republican voters and Donald John Trump. He absolutely still has the juice. And when you're a Republican and you go against Trump, you get voted off the island. I always love Survivor. And in this particular case, what we saw in Indiana was you go, adios, amigos, goodbye, see you later. And to me, that is emblematic of what we see nationwide with Republicans. I think there's this myth that's going on right now that, oh, Trump is really losing support among Republicans. But compared to other midterm cycles, he's just as popular with Republicans as he has ever been.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a burst to the bubble, I think, for the left. Little sadness for them. It's not difficult to ascertain why either. And if Democrats' strategy was going to be, well, we hope Trump implodes, and that's going to be that's what they want to do, then that's going to be their strategy, then that's not going to be super successful. It's not going to be successful. They're going to have to campaign. You know, they're actually going to have to put forward something other than just constantly bitching about Trump every single day. My gosh, I'm ready to just blow up the planet. I'm so done with it. These absolute loons have nothing. How do we improve the economy? I know. Let's change people's sexes. Make it taxpayer funded. That'll fix things. This is the way they think. I was thinking about this when I saw some clips of the, not just the debate with the LA mayoral race, but also the California gubernatorial race as well. And I thought that's kind of interesting. They don't have actually any policy ideas. It's all identity politics. They all go back to the well. And one of the things I've noticed is that they go back to it sooner this time. I mean, I feel like Democrats have gotten even lazier with how they, I don't want to say pitch ideas, but try to pitch themselves to the voting public, because used to that was like the refuge that they went to when they were being outsmarted in a debate or when they were being out campaigned. It didn't seem like that was like the focal point of their, you know, like 15 years ago, that wasn't a focal point of a Democrat's campaign. They could at least still do math. But now it's like, oh my gosh, now we got to let's loop in all these groups. Everything has to be about the alphabet people, or it has to be about big government, and we're going to pay people off, like how you had Biden and Harris with the student loans. So I don't know. It's very, I just find it lazy on their part. And if they thought that, you know, it was going to be easy for them because Trump is coming to the end of his term, I don't think that that's necessarily true. But I also think too that Republicans have to be careful. They are their own worst enemy. They are always, every single time, they are their own worst enemy. And the thing that's going to get us in midterms, if we don't fix it, is the issue of voter turnout. And so far, the RNC, I don't think, has done squat. I saw Joe Gruter's give an interview. I'm not a Joe Gruter's fan. I think that he got that. I think he got his position of RNC chair just because he had the biggest lips to kiss Trump's backside, to be honest about it, because he's completely ineffective. Can anybody tell me anything that Joe Gruters has done?
Nope.
As RNC chair?
Nope.
He gave an interview the other day where he was saying, yeah, Trump's coattails, and he's pulling people across. And I thought, you know, it's not supposed to just be POTUS's coattails here, you know. The party's actually supposed to be doing stuff, because Trump is only going to be in office for so long. I mean, I know I don't have to tell you guys that, but apparently people in the RNC need to be made aware. And when Trump is unable, when he's not on the ballot, I mean, Republicans are showing that they have a hard time turning out. And that was, I think Indiana maybe perhaps might be an exception. But by and large, people don't turn out. That's just the truth of it. That's the truth of it. So they got to fix this. They got to get it straightened up. Whether or not they're serious about doing so remains to be seen. It's our Friday here on The Dana Show because it's Mother's Day weekend, and I am taking time off to spend time with my mom. I have not had like a legitimate vacation, literal time off since Christmas. Yeah. I not since Christmas. So, I mean, it's I think everybody else has taken time. I've not taken time yet. So I've not had any time off this year. So whenever I've not been behind the mic, I'm actually somewhere working. It's just not in front of the camera or behind the mic. So and radio, normally they don't make it too easy because they don't like it when I leave. So if I think if they had their pick, I would never, ever take any time off.
You know, the universe doesn't like it either.
Yeah, well, I was getting to my point. Like, today's kind of a dead news cycle, right? So we got some silly stuff we're going to do today. Watch it, though. I kid you not. Friday, all hell's going to break loose. That's just the aliens. Yeah. Was this not the most perfect segue into my topic that's listed correctly on the rundown?
That's right. Intentional.
It was, you know, I do my part. It's the aliens. That's when they're going to announce. If I was an alien, I'd be like, let's wait for people to kind of be relaxed. And then we're going to be like, psst. Yo, we're here. Just saying. It's aliens. I don't know if you guys have seen some of this stuff, but we talked about it yesterday. Some of the pastors were saying that, and it was like two, and they were kind of the kooky ones, saying that they were told by the government that they were, there's going to be files that are going to be released, et cetera, et cetera. And I meant to put this up a lot sooner. So the UFO disclosure, Kash Patel was talking about this. So apparently the first secret batch of files on UFOs have been submitted for release. As this, the way it's being reported, the public disclosure of alien life may be only days away. It's going to be Friday, isn't it? I'll be damned.
Probably would be.
They're going to be like, here's the little gray dudes. Which, by the way, I hope they don't look like that because that is kind of freaky. Just saying. So do you think that this is actually going to happen, Kane? POTUS said that he was going to, like, in the very beginning, he said he was going to declassify this stuff. And I'm waiting for, I just wanted to see some aliens.
Yeah, you know, I think it'll happen. I don't know if it'll happen, you know, tomorrow.
Better not.
Or Monday. But I know that it's probably going to be happening soon. And I know for a fact it'll be happening eventually. So, yeah, I think we're going to see something soon.
I think it would be you know what's going to happen? It's going to be probably all the podcasts to stand. They're going to be the aliens. That would actually make sense, though. I think that would make sense if podcasts to stand were the aliens.
Yeah.
But they said with these secret files that, and I don't know, Kash Patel was out there in front of it. He was saying that they're going to be released to the public in the very near future. What does that mean? Do you think Kash Patel knows? Do you think Kash Patel is aware? How small is the circle? Because it depends on what UFO person you listen to. Only either a select few are aware or, you know, everybody like Kash Patel's. I'm just curious. I would give you signs.
And that's not to mention the people that have gone missing in this sphere and the people that have died.
And the people that were looking at the nuke technology.
Right.
I'm just saying, I've got, you know, it's a little unnerving here. But they said that the American public wants the documents. He says, we've already delivered. They're coming out. That's it. Okay, well, they better come the hell out before Trump is out of office, because I don't think we'll ever get a chance again.
Right.
I would like to know. And about Big Feet. Bigfoot. Foots?
Big Feet.
What's the plural? Somebody in Washington State's going to email us. So I just would like to know. And then you know what's going to happen. The moment... if they're found, like, in the United States or in U.S. airspace, they're going to get taxed for something. The government, in my view, is not going to be nervous because they're going to be questioning whether or not they pose a national security risk. They're going to be eager to tax them to death is what's going to happen. And then the aliens, watch what happens. The aliens are going to be subjugated by big government. And then that's the end of it. That's the end of the fun little intergalactic experiment. Just saying. So I would like for, I would hope that would be, you know, but not Friday. I'll be back behind the mic on Tuesday, but not Friday. That's all I'm asking for.
Or Monday.
Or yes. So I said, I'll be back Tuesday. Just they're not going to hold it till Tuesday. Did you guys, so Mark Hamill, when is he going to stop being a prolapsed anus?
Oh, Lord.
Hmm? Well, it is. It is our Friday. Well, he tweeted this. I didn't. He was on, is it Blue Sky?
Yeah.
Is that the place where all the progressives go to have their 5-minute hate sesh?
Yeah.
So he posted on Blue Sky a picture of Trump in a grave, which, by the way, that's really dumb, the way that the grave looks. And I'm going to come back to that image because it's really stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the laziest thing ever. Mark Hamill, who couldn't act his way out of a paper bag, but he does such great voiceovers for the cartoons we like, some of you will say. And I still think he kind of sucks out loud. He blew on Blue Sky. Quote, he should live long enough to witness his inevitable devastating loss in the midterms, be held accountable for his unprecedented corruption, impeached, convicted, and humiliated for his countless crimes. Long enough to realize he'll be disgraced in the history books forevermore. And he thinks he's so clever. Hashtag Don the Con. Mark Hamill is high on his own supply. This guy really thinks highly of himself. And there's one thing that I hate more than people who don't follow through is people who are really high on their own supply. I just have an overwhelming urge. It's just like, I feel like, you know, the universe is like, bully them. I don't know. But can we look at Juan, do you mind throwing up the image that he had tweeted, or just like zoom in on the image? Because I've got questions. So this is the image that Mark Hamill, he put up there, and he had if only on there. Do you think it was AI, or do you think he stole it from someone? Because it seems like there's something in the bottom right, and that makes it maybe seem like he stole it from someone. Is this how people are buried? I'm just asking, just to, I'm curious. Is this how people are buried in the ground?
No.
I mean,
it looks quite literally a headstone.
Why is he not in a casket? And I'm not saying this because this is how stupid the left is. He's just laying in some dirt. That's it. And there's already flowers growing around him. This is just stupid. Like, you couldn't just have the epitaph and that be enough. No, you had to do this just because you think that people are as dumb as you and they won't understand it. I am just absolutely fascinated by this. But this is what Mark Hamill tweeted out. Yes, they're not going to be happy until one of their little acolytes actually does it. They're going to keep doing this until one of their acolytes, another one, is persuaded, and then one of them actually does it. They are not going to stop at this. Don't tell me to be peaceful with these people. What a horrific person. I mean, Mark Hamill, who's basically a sentient wart, to post something like this. Has it been a week since it hasn't even been a week since the White House. Has it been a week and a half since the last attempted assassination? Got to change the sign. How many days? Right?
A week, yeah, a little more than a week.
And then he does this. Oh, but he's not. He didn't say he wanted him to die. Oh, no, he just has him laying on a grave with his name on the tombstone. You absolute mental abortion. What is that supposed to mean? This is dumb. We have a lot more on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's the folks over at Relief Factor, 100% drug-free formula that is designed specifically to target the inflammation and everyday aches that can chip away at your freedom of mobility and just comfort. This affects how you move, how you work, how you live your life. And this is not a temporary fix. So here's the thing. Relief Factor works from the inside to support your body's natural response to pain. And it doesn't matter if I know people who are, I've got, great aunts that take this. I also know a friend of mine whose son who plays baseball, 19 years old, takes this. My husband takes Relief Factor because he has old injuries from hockey and football. It's all designed to really target that inflammation, which is the driver of all of this. And they make it easy. They have a 3-week quick start that you can get today for $19.95 and start your pathway to living life without constant discomfort. Very easy to get. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-NUMBER-4-RELIEF. That's ReliefFactor.com. It's the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 or call 800-NUMBER-4-RELIEF.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Righty. Oh, let's see. I accidentally... Fun for me. I closed this out. What? I did! What? I was going down the rabbit hole of the whole Hanta thing because Lorraine sent me a thing where it's like, oh, this one actually can be transmitted toward between humans because Argentina, but I have it up. I'm good. All right, so first up, Dolly Parton canceled her Vegas residency citing health concerns. Now, she's been doing these little videos saying that she's still recovering. She's not been super specific about maybe what it is that she's dealing with, and everybody's being polite, so, you know, they ain't pressing. But she says because of some of the meds and treatments make her a little swimmy-headed, she said, as her grandma used to say. It's going to take her a bit before she's up to stage performance level. She's 82. She looks fabulous. Super talented as the day she began. I mean, ain't nobody passing no judgment over Lady Dolly Parton. Ain't nobody doing that. Brothers seriously injured after a bear attack in Yellowstone. They were airlifted. They're hikers, and one's in critical condition. It was in Mystic Falls. They saw bear prints in the mud and snow, and then one guy saw a bloody hat and a watch. This other hiker ended up finding them, and the guy was laying in a pool of blood. His face and body were completely torn up. They were airlifted to the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. And it's the first bear attack of the season. They have not released the ages of the victims, the subspecies of the bear involved, although they have their wildlife looking at it. Now, in Grand Teton, there was a man attacked by a grizzly in 2024, so they're thinking it's a grizzly bear. But that's one of the reasons why, A, I don't do what they call hiking, which is glorified walking. I don't do that.
I think they're hangry.
Because bears. The bears are very hangry. Scientists create living plastic that can self-destruct on command. Okay. It sounds like a new material for terrorists. Just saying. I don't know how I feel about that, though, otherwise. We have a lot more on the way as we roll towards headlines already. Our partners that help bring you the program. It is the folks over at Burner Gun. I've told you a million times that I carry. I have no problem using lethal force to defend myself. You guys know the drill. My gosh. You know, how many times I got to say it. Here's the thing, though. When you... sometimes you have to go to... You have to, or maybe, you know, you need to go to places that don't respect your Second Amendment rights, and therefore they are a bridge. So here's the issue. If you can't carry your firearm there because private property and municipal, what are you going to do? I mean, if you have to go, like, for work or something, or maybe you're a college kid and you live alone, or you live in a dorm, you got to walk to class, what are you going to do to protect yourself? This is where Byrna Gun comes in. They have different models, but the Byrna Compact Launcher is the one you need to know about. It's the CL for short. It's roughly the size of an iPhone. And Byrna Gun shoot chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away, unlike stun guns or tasers, which have like one or two rounds. This is a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. So that's a lot of opportunity there. And you carry different calibers. You carry blades. So why not diversify your weapons array so for when, you know, you're completely disarmed and they don't provide the security to protect you? This is where the Byrna Gun comes in. And here's the thing. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs because it's not a gun. You buy it online. There's no background check. There's no fees, nothing. They send it right to your door in a very discreet box. So you can find the Byrna CL compact launcher at Byrna.com/Dana. BYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Welcome back to the program on this slow as all get out news day. Dana Lash with you. So we're just talking smack about people when it's a slow news day. Because, you know, the Senate's going into recess. We're not going to get any kind of voter integrity, although we got DHS and that funded right now. But still, it's where we are. In the meantime, chapter and verse over at Substack. Don't forget YouTube and Facebook as well. All good things. So I thought this was kind of funny. Cut 23. Because Marco Rubio has been dispatched to go and meet with the Pope. And they're hoping that maybe, you know, maybe it'll smooth over some of the relations there. And I guess everybody brings the Pope a gift. I don't know. So what do you bring for the Pope? He brought a crystal football. Watch this.
Well, it's easier. This is a baseball guy, but and it has the seal of the State Department. Wow. So
okay.
It what to get someone who has everything. I thought a crystal.
Olive being, of course, plant of peace. There's this, the coat of arms here of pontificate here, but
thoughts, Kane? Crystal football.
It looked like it was a friendly visit.
So awkward, in a funny way.
Well, I mean, this Pope has been more than obvious about his love for sports, right? I think it was a thoughtful gift from Ruby of the State Department, right on that thing. It's a crystal football. How many crystal footballs do you think the Pope has?
I wouldn't have brought anything. I would have been like, "Can you stop saying Marxist stuff?"
I'm sure they said
give
that
me
too.
A gift. Stop saying Marxist stuff.
I mean, you don't have to reduce your generosity just because of someone else's actions.
I do.
No,
I don't feel like being generous when they're being dumb.
That's not right.
That's true. Do you guys feel like being generous with people that are being wacky?
I feel like
No, you don't. I'm being honest about it. It's basically a Friday.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't make me laugh too much. I'm super sore from like doing upper body and just a million sit-ups. I'm like so dying. Don't make me laugh because I'm going to hurt myself right now. I'll fall out of the seat. I'm barely staying upright.
What did you think? Did you think it was immediately just silly? Like
no,
silly
I didn't think it was silly, but Rubio has been, he's funny. I feel like he's chilled out a lot because it seemed like he used to be real wound tight. And now he's, you know, really chilled out. But he's like, yeah, you know, here's this crystal football. And then the Pope's like, that's nice. That's nice. And here's the State Department seal. Mm-hmm. That's so nice. Nice. Yeah, it's nice. It's just funny. It's like, here's it. Look, I didn't know what else to get you. I brought you a crystal football. I don't know. Do with it what you want to do. That's what I got out of it. It was funny. Like he went over coming to bear gifts and they're trying to mend the relationship between the administration and the Pope because the Pope, first of all, why does this? Here's another critique I have. Every single time Trump even so much as says anything that sounds like Pope, the Pope responds. He does not have to respond to everything Trump says. And I think it's weird that he does. Because if you're supposed to be in that particular subsect of Christianity, if you are considered by, you know, your followers to be the Pope and the Vicar of Christ, why would you diminish yourself every single other day by responding to something politically? Every single time the president says something, you feel like you now are called to respond. That seems like he's diminishing his role by doing that.
I agree with your sentiment. I think what's happening, though, is this Pope has been in front of the media a lot more than any previous popes. And I think that the media asks him these questions directly, and he's just as an...
He needs to stop having these
scrums. Exactly. As an inexperienced, out in the public, in front of the media guy, he needs to stop doing that stuff.
Well, and shouldn't he... I mean, it's... Doesn't he have a team of people?
That's what I hear.
I mean, it's the Pope. He lives in, you know, the Vatican.
Right.
He's right there by the Basilica. He's right there by the Sistine Chapel. I mean, you literally have the Swiss Guard. You've got all kinds of people. You've got people that deal with this. You don't have to have a scrum every single day and answer the... I think that's bad as well. The Pope should not be a populist figure. It's not supposed... I mean, if that's... Look, I'm not Catholic. My husband's family is Catholic. I'm not Catholic. But I'm looking at it like you... There's politicians are politicians, and if you're going to be a religious leader, you got to be a religious leader, and that's not a populist thing. Some people might argue with that, but you're wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, but actually I'm not. It's just the way of things. But it's to buy into that, it's just a diminishment, right? It's not there. You're not there to be tit for tat. You're there to, you know, do the job of the Lord. That's it. That's what you're supposed to do. But I just think it's very diminishing. I don't know. I don't know if this visit's going to be enough to heal the rift. But that's always been historically, you know, popes and world leaders. I don't know if this is going to be enough to heal the rift, but I do think it, you know, brought in the crystal football, and I thought that was kind of interesting because everybody brings a little gift, you know, when they go. And
I don't even think it was to mend anything. I literally think it was just a gift giving exercise.
I think it was to smooth some things over for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think that's how Trump operates necessarily.
But where's J.D. Vance been?
That's a great question.
Some people are saying Rubio's peaking too early. There is a fear of that that his people should have. Although I don't even know if he actually wants to run in 28. I don't know. I do not know anybody in Rubio's camp. Nobody. I don't know if he wants to run or not. A lot of people are wondering whether or not DeSantis is going to be running in 28. And if he's making some moves. I don't know if he really wants to run either. And I know people in his camp, and I have not... Really, nothing's bubbled up to where I'm like, oh, yes, that is a run. I don't know if he wants to do that. It makes me wonder if he just doesn't want to, you know, maybe retire from politics after this. I don't know. But there's a possibility of him going into the Trump cabinet. I wrote about that for the Washington Times this week. But I saw Poly Market that has Rubio leading now. And I've noticed the attacks on him have stepped up. What did I tell you yesterday? That the woke Reich is going to come for him. The only reason they haven't yet, as I said, is because he's Catholic. And the reason that matters is because a huge section of the woke Reich, the podcastistan, literally just became Catholic. I don't even think they're all confirmed. And you've had in the past like year or so a significant number of these podcastistan denizens who have now started saying that, oh, we converted to Catholicism. But some of my generationally Catholic friends have said, yeah, that's not exactly accurate because you didn't do this and you haven't been confirmed and blah, blah, blah. And then, excuse me, the thing where Gail Sharpton and her questionably straight husband were apparently over in Italy to get a confirmation. One of my friends said that it was very significant that was not afforded them by their own parish. So apparently they couldn't do it in their own parish and they had to go over and do some performative thing. And my friend was explaining to me how significant that was, that it wasn't their actual priest that they claimed to go, that they claimed to see every week. So that was interesting. But I think that's the one reason why. It's not to say that that's going to prevent them. They've already started going at him. But one of the things Rubio is going to have to do is make the case of how he is a different, which you see it because he's out there so much, but I think he's going to have to speak to how different he is now as opposed to when he was in the Senate, and especially when he first started out. That's something he's going to have to reconcile that. But a lot of it, and the reason I bring up, you know, these attacks on him is the woke Reich wants Vance. Now, I'm not saying Vance is in with them, but I do think that he's way too comfortable with a lot of this other stuff. I think he's way too comfortable with Tucker Carlson. I think he's way too comfortable with some of these other dudes and podcasts to stand. He went out and said one of his favorite podcasts was Theo Vaughn. And I think Theo Vaughn can be funny, but he's been talking a lot about politics. And if you listen to it, it's like basically a Gal Sharpton comment section. I don't know how else to put it. It's like miles wide and inches deep, and he goes off on he wants you to think that he's going off on Israel, but it's not really criticism of Israel as much as it is rehashing of the stuff that the bots say on social media. And I think that that's where some of these people, that's as deep as they go with educating themselves on the issue. So I just, you know, I've got a lot of, he's not doing himself any favors. And I think that that's for him, if he's thinking about running, which, you know, he is, because he's been meeting with billionaire donors. He had a handful of these billionaire dinners just in the past, you know, couple of months. But he's not doing himself any favors by remaining cozy with this. Remember, Tucker Carlson's son was his deputy press secretary, and they made a big deal about him leaving and starting his own firm, which I don't see how, that's some Nepo baby BS if ever I heard it, right? You don't work in the private sector ever. You come up with money. You go and your dad gets you your job. Your dad got you into Georgetown with Hunter Biden's help. He had to get Hunter Biden to help. And those emails came out during the discovery with the Dominion suit. And then his dad gets him on after he works to help get J.D. Vance across the line in Ohio because he almost lost his race in Ohio. Then he has his son go and be his deputy press secretary. And then the son now is leaving because it got too uncomfortable and too weird and too many questions. And he's going to go start his own firm, which makes sense when you're in your 20s and you've never worked in the private sector and you've never managed a winning campaign and you've never really left the East Coast, that you're going to start your own firm in D.C. I mean, that's pretty much the way of it, right? So, and we wonder why politics never changes. It's just the same rinse and repeat over and over again. But I don't think he's doing himself any favors, right? Regardless of whether or not Tucker Carlson's his friend, at some point you have to make a decision. You're about the business of the country. I like to say it's show business, not show friends. You're the business of the country. Do you really think that it helps the country to be comfortable with things like that because you think that you need to pull from them for support? And that's ultimately where it is. Any politician that sides with them, that gets into or feels comfortable or tries to be adjacent to the woke Reich and the podcast stand sphere, they're just signaling to you that they don't feel confident enough on their own record or on their own to stand alone or win anything in the political sphere. So that's their fallback. That's what they revert to. That's what they run to. And so I feel like that it sort of signals that he's not yet entirely confident because he hasn't put enough daylight between him and some of the nonsense coming out from that sphere that he's very, very comfortable with. And that is that's a very objective, realistic assessment. That's all there is to it. And I think anybody would agree. But I'm going to tell you, they're really going to try to prime the pump to get a fight between those two going. And some people, I think, are bringing up DeSantis. I think one of the reasons people bring up DeSantis is because they're trying to use that as a bulwark against maybe the Vance folks from going after Rubio. I don't know. And of course, the folks who make the program possible, fresh pressed olive oil. And olive oil is, golly, I think we go through a bottle of it a month easily. Olive oil is just fresh fruit juice. I mean, olives are a fruit. And like any juice, if you're going to use it for something, it's best right after you press it. You guys know I'm a big foodie. We cook a lot at the house. I'm very, very particular about my olive oil because even like stale oil ruins a dish. So you can get fresh pressed artisanal olive oils shipped right to your house from each new harvest. And it is one of the most delicious artisanal olive oils out there. This is what I use. And I have three different kinds. And it's all from the guy who's called the olive oil hunter. His name is TJ. He's like, you know, a chef. He's a foodie. And he's very, very particular about olive oils as well. Because not only is the flavor a big reason why people love them, but the health. Olive oil supports heart health because it lowers LDL cholesterol. It lowers triglycerides. It may even help prevent type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it is rich in antioxidants, rich in stable monounsaturated fat. So it boosts your immunity. It resists oxidation. This is like a staple of the Mediterranean diet. So you see why so many people, like one of the biggest blue zones is people in Sardinia, where people eat olive oil every single day. So you can get fresh olive oil from fresh pressed olive oil. It's very easy. A free full size $49 bottle of fresh pressed olive oil. But all you do is you pay $1 for shipping. You get a free, it's basically a $50 bottle. It is a very good bottle. No commitment either. Visit DanaLovesOliveOil.com. Get your free full size $49 bottle of fresh pressed olive oil for just $1 in shipping. No commitment. And claim your free bottle today. DanaLovesOliveOil.com.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising. Across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so apparently you can fake being blind. A Florida man fakes blindness and obtained over $245,000 in VA disability benefits, according to the DOJ. A 73-year-old Florida man pled guilty to fraudulently obtaining thousands of dollars in veterans' disability benefits. Jerry Smith, of course his name's Jerry Smith, he pretended to be gay. He pretended to be blind. I was trying to say legally blind, and they said he falsely claimed to be legally blind. He said he was unable to drive, work, or perform daily activities, but they found that his vision was actually better than he reported because he was able to drive and read and navigate public spaces and complete transaction at stores. And he worked as a firearm specialist, even, and a school guardian. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. So Kane was like, I could do that. You could fake being blind.
Yeah, I could fake it. All you have to do is look to just the left of someone's eyes. Like, you're just like this, like me. I'm like, what are you saying, Dana? Say that again.
But I don't think that that's how that works necessarily. Oh,
yeah. You just kind of look around and you don't really focus on anything.
No, that's not true.
And yeah, you can convince
the eyes
people
are,
that
no,
you're
no, no. I went to you school. One of my classmates had a younger brother who was blind, and it was a little different than that. From
yeah,
what I
there
remember.
Are different physical attributes, but I bet you could pull it. I mean, for government, you know, requirements.
Are you going to wear sunglasses and walk around tapping your stick like a cartoon?
Right.
Your guiding stick. Okay, so listen to this headline. This is Florida man named Kodak Black was arrested on felony drug trafficking charges. He looks like he's being held upside down. Florida rapper Kodak Black found himself in police custody. He was arrested in Central Florida on a felony drug trafficking charge. His real name is Bill Capri, or Capri. He was he's facing charges, held without bond. So essentially what happened and how he ended up getting caught is because he left his ID card literally next to his drugs. Left it there. And the police were like, oh, this might be this guy's drugs. And they were right. A lot of sleuth in there. I mean, they literally discovered it was in his car, and it had all of his drugs in there. Also a bottle of prescription cough syrup and, his identification and all of that right there. So it was a very easy thing for them to do. And he went to the jails. He went to the jails. So also we've got a Tampa, Florida officers. They found a beer can and a Happy Meal during a DUI investigation. It's not mine. It came from McDonald's. WFLA. Yeah, officers with the Tampa police made an unusual discovery. It was a DUI stop, and they found the beer in the Happy Meal box. One of the officers asked, ever seen this kind of Happy Meal? But here's the real crime. I mean, that's, you know, yeah, that's bad. But you want to know what's worse and what I think elevates this to a felony offense? And this person should be deported, whether or not they're born here or not. Just send them somewhere. You want to know what elevates this?
Yeah.
Guess the type of beer that was in the Happy Meal.
Don't say it was Heineken.
Fart in a can, Heineken.
It was Heineken?
It was Heineken. You know how Heineken's made, right? In Germany, the German people just like crouch, they just squat over the can, and that's the beer. That's Heineken.
Explains a lot.
Explains everything. It's all on video. So, yeah, that person was completely, they found the can tucked inside of a Happy Meal on the floorboard.
Good Lord.
And the woman was not able to walk in a straight line very well, and she couldn't count, and she was completely, totally tober, ossifer. Didn't work out very well for her. So, yeah. Let's see. A Florida man is accused of leaving a five-year-old at a resort beach while he got drunk at the bar. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't leave your five-year-old kid all alone and then leave and go to the bar. Luis Ortiz of Key Largo, arrested and charged with child neglect, disorderly intoxication, and he went to the Monroe County Jail. As we move, the folks who helped make the program possible. Look, collagen is incredibly important. In fact, collagen is the thing that's where, you know, bone strength and as well as having your joints cushioned and your skin firm. It's all from collagen. And after age 30, your body starts producing maybe 1% to 2% less every year. So here's where Native Path comes in. This was developed by Dr. Chad Walding. He's a doctor of physical therapy. He wanted clean collagen for his patients. Couldn't find what he wanted. Made Native Path collagen. It's grass-fed. It's clean. And the benefits, you have younger looking skin, stronger nails, better sleep, improved bone density, and it dissolves in coffee or water. There's no taste. It's not chalky. There's no clumping. I have this. It's super easy to put in coffee, and it doesn't alter the taste of the beans. For all of you out there in Radio Land, you get a special offer. You get 45% off of your purchase. This is like the best collagen that's out there. Get nativepath.com/Dana, and you can try it risk-free with the 365-day money-back guarantee. It's collagen your body can actually use. Get nativepath.com/Dana for up to 45% off.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, what an unbelievable honor. I mean, I'm not sure many know how big of a part you were to the UFC coming on and becoming mainstream in the early 90s when nobody would let us and nobody believed in us and they thought we were just absolute animals. And you gave us a chance to fight in your property.
Well, they're right about that.
Well, yeah.
In what way?
We just, I mean, it's truly an honor. It's awesome. It's your birthday. Awesome. It's Flag Day. Wonderful to represent this country. These guys aren't from this country, but I'm sure it's an honor for them as well. But I think we'd be 10 years behind if it wasn't for you. And so thank you for that.
That is true. I mean, POTUS was very, very supportive of UFC from the get-go. And he allowed, because New York was really weird about stuff, and he was allowing them to use his properties in the early days to stage their events, like Jersey elsewhere. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, because they're going to have in front of the White House. I think it's kind of cool. I'm not opposed. There are some people who I think just don't understand UFC. It's not like you're a bar brawl. I mean, these are absolute athletes, and it is it's skilled martial arts. It's mixed martial arts. I mean, they do everything from taekwondo to kickboxing. The only thing I have never seen is wushu, but it's amazing the stuff that they do. They're absolute athletes, and there's a lot of strategy in it. I get into the stories of it. My husband's a huge UFC fan, and we've watched, I think, Strikeforce, UFC, like every league you can imagine. And so it's neat that they're going to be having it there for America's 250th birthday. One thing I wondered, what are they going to do with the lawn? It's going to get trampled. They're going to have to... Can you tell that I've listened to my husband talk about the yard a lot? I'm like, we're raising kids, not grass. All right, folks. So I want to tell you about something that actually works. This is the world's number one expanding garden hose and their newest upgrade. It's the Pocket Hose Ballistic. I like anything that has the word ballistic after it. I don't have time for cheap, stupid equipment that fails after one season. I am done fighting with it. I'm done with the kinks. Eric Swalwell, I'm done with the tangles. I'm done with the leaks. I'm done with all of it. It's a waste of money. It's enraging. So that's why the Pocket Hose Ballistic, that's why you need to have this thing, because it's built different. I could beat somebody to death with this. It's reinforced with a liquid crystal polymer. Now, you don't know what that is, but you do know what it's been used in before. Bulletproof vests. So that means, my friends, the strength is real. Real durability. No nonsense. It's not going to mess up your garden. It's not going to tie a knot around you. If you're tired of replacing your cheap hose every year, this is your fix. The ballistic is lightweight. It's super easy to handle. And I like what comes with it. It comes with the pocket pivot. So no more fighting the spigot. And ladies, it's gold. Where it moves, you move, it moves. It's so simple. It's smart. You're done. For a limited time, when you purchase a new pocket hose ballistic, you're going to get that free, you see it right here, 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text Dana to 6430. That's Dana to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The Blue Square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So more than 780,000 bottles of a popular nasal spray were recalled due to risk for child poisoning. It's Afrin. Because I have Afrin. I don't use it all the time, but, you know.
Put it away. What?
Yeah. Why are they recalling them? They said that there's a risk of serious injury or illness from child poisoning. They don't have the required label on it that says, don't be an idiot parent and let your kids drink a nasal spray. Are you kidding me? God. That's how stupid people are. I feel like it's natural selection at this point. It is. I'm not kidding. Let's see here. Spanberger signs a bill to decriminalize suicide. Basically, she wants to make it easier for other people to kill you. Yeah. Now, normally we'd call that murder, but no, it's assisted suicide. Yeah. Soon they're going to call murder involuntary assisted suicide. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet. She wants Virginia to be like Canada, and people voted for this. So, man, I don't know. Virginia's a beautiful state, but I would have already been like, you know, I'd have bounced at that point, for real. Montreal is warning vigilante pavers to stop patching the potholes. The Canadian French town. They say, we're doing this for the love of city. We want to have better roads. But the Montreal government said, no, stop doing it. You're not allowed to do it anymore. Quit. They actually are warning them to stop under threat of penalty. But, I mean, the potholes are pretty bad. There's tons of videos and photos all over social. At some point, they're not potholes, okay? At some point, that's like a little ditch. Let's be real. It's like I saw some of it. I'm like, this is, man, somebody's out there trying to trench warfare this road. What in the world? But yeah, they started paving them and the city said to quit and they called them vigilantes. Now, elsewhere, you know, you would think that the city would thank you for doing the job that your taxpayers are supposed to support in doing, but there you go. Oh, Kane has this hateful anti-old person headline in here. An apartment explosion exposes a homemade bomb lab in a Missouri senior living complex. I'm going to say that again. A homemade bomb lab in a Missouri senior living complex.
That
man,
old person sound innocent to you?
I'm saying old Missourians are just a cut different. Dude, this guy looks like literally like Gandalf's like his Gandalf's hood rat brother.
I wonder if it was a distillery that blew up, like his own home distillery.
Yeah, well, this says bomb. He's charged with a handful of felonies, this dude with his long white hair. Man, he does look like a wizard. Apparently, it was just before 4 a.m. Monday this week in an apartment explosion, federally subsidized senior housing complex in Odessa. It blew out windows up to 23 feet away.
Holy God.
Blew off refrigerator doors off, everything. Thousands and thousands of dollars. The guy's name is Stanley Box, and he's admitted to having a little homemade lab. He was watching tutorials on making bombs. Yeah, he's in trouble now. Stick with us.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.